I'd like to welcome Campbell's Arnott's Australian Senior Corporate Executive Chef Adam Moore to my series of informal chats on my website. It's been a joy actually to sit down with you because I know how busy your schedule is. And firstly, can you tell us a little about your responsibilities and challenges involved in that position?
Thank you, Dane. Being a corporate executive chef, what does that entail? It's a mixture of roles. I wear many different hats in this role, from being the trend person in the business, looking at trends from the industry, also representing the brands that we look after, creating new products for products, also creating new recipes for products going further, doing corporate functions, doing corporate reviews, corporate customers, photography, styling, you name it. That's my world in a very small frame of world.
How do you balance the time demands of that? Because I know that you have local overseas travel, and even we're actually speaking at just at the mid-service in the Armidale pop-up, and how you've even found the time to come down here. How do you balance those?
Very good planning, I think. Having a diary that I can rely on, making sure that I understand where I am at the right time, and moving appointments if I need to make sure that everything's done. So,
Just briefly, whilst we're just talking about this Armidale pop-up, and thank you so much for coming down, because
that's awesome.
I know what your schedule's like. Can you tell us, from a chef's point of view, how the experience has been?
It's been fantastic. Although I couldn't be here for the whole thing, first of all, to work with two very talented people excites me. I think that's what gets me out of the bed in the morning, is having people that actually are as passionate about the industry as I am, and I really thrive off that. So, meeting Darren many times through his restaurant and some of the things he's done, always wanted to work with him. So it's a very humbling experience to work with someone I actually respect in the industry. And also Dylan, to be a part of someone's life that, a 15-year-old that is talented, passionate, but also very humble about the industry is the most mind-blowing experience ever. As I've said before, he is someone that keeps me motivated as a chef and keeps me in the industry, because you've got two very talented guys that love food and are really about showcasing regional cuisine. These guys are very humbling, don't want to take the limelight, but show a region's food and its producers in the best light possible. That's why I had to be here.
One of the touching aspects has been the amount of local help we've got from the local Armidale chefs, and I couldn't help but watch when service was on that you do seem to be a natural teacher. I noticed you took time with a couple of the young girls who are working service just to show them some basics about how to move around a kitchen. But I also saw you just at little times when service allowed you to pull them aside and just tell them a few things. And it to me, that's just some people are born teachers and some aren't. But I could see just watching you do that's obviously something you've been gifted with.
I've just been very lucky to be in the right place at the right time. Nearly 21 years as a chef, I've had one of the best careers that you could ever imagine. I've worked with really good people that love the industry. In my job, I get to work with suppliers, producers, get to understand how things are done, get to understand how things are produced, but also get to understand why people are using it. Just love the fact that I'm in this industry my skills can be used and give back to what the industry gave to me.
Yeah, I've noticed that's a big part of what your makeup is, because a lot of people don't realise what you do behind the scenes, and I've been privileged to see some of that work. And I remember Dylan's first pop-up, the Wambara pop-up, and you did say to Dylan in that pop-up that he inspired you to be a chef. And I found that quite touching, because for a senior chef to say that to a young man is quite inspiring for him.
I look at the industry as it's been a gift for me. I get to work in so many different aspects that to work with a talent like that, there is nothing more endearing to go, right, here's a young man that loves the industry like I did 20, 25 years ago when I first wanted to go into cooking, you've got that excites me. That is just unbelievable. And when someone wants to come in and do something in this industry, I'm there, like, just to help, because this is one of the great... I get out of bed every day going, I get paid for what I do. And you know what? I'm surprised that no one said, hey, you shouldn't be paid for loving something that you love so much. So, yeah, I love this great industry.
As part of the research for this interview, I had a look at your CV, and I thought I knew your career fairly well, but when I looked at the CV, it was quite overwhelming, to be honest. And you're not one to blow your own trumpet, I know that much, but can you tell us a bit about where you've worked in the industry? Because it's quite interesting of how you started and right through things that you think were important turning points in your career.
Thanks, Dave. I don't normally talk about myself because I love what I do, but I started in hotels, started as an apprentice chef, worked my way up, went to a commis chef, kind of really loved the hotel. It was fine dining, had a very good chef and mentor at the time, and very strong mentors that looked after what I do in the industry, so that's why I've loved it. Did my Cert 3 in commercial cookery, Cert 4, found that I wanted to learn more, so I did pastry, Cert 4, I've done butchery, I've done charcuterie, list goes on, food styling, I just love doing it. Pretty much went from hotels, went to hotel management, loved it, but still found that I really love food more, so I kept going back, and then went into a sales role with Mars and looked after the field and really got to understand food in a different light, and it attracted me. At the time, I didn't think I was ready to leave the industry, so I went into restaurants and managed three very successful places that I call Place Today and did well, and then fell in love in the corporate world again, went to George Weston Foods, and now I'm with Campbell Arnott's, and now I'm here in the Armidale pop-up, so...
Yeah, it's been an amazing journey. I mean, that's just really just glossed the surface, because I looked at LinkedIn, and it was two pages in about font 8, it's... On social media, you were talking recently about how important it is for young chefs to learn the fundamental skills of TAFE and cooking, and just before service today, you were talking to Darren about it, and it was a very interesting conversation to hear both of you chefs talking about that basically that the fundamentals and the foundations still need to be there, and I know you've been a strong advocate of that. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I feel that as we grow up in the industry, the government says, hey, what are we doing? They look at traditional forms of education, and cooking now with all the cooking shows and everything is a really attractive career, but we can't lose those skill sets that I now use every day. Yes, I'm in a corporate environment, but I still use traditional skills that I learned over 20 years ago, and really enjoy the aspect that I can look at education and grow in everything that I've learnt. I'm still learning today, and I'll still continue learning throughout my career, and that's how you challenge it. You just need to take on these skills and use them. Sometimes you will never use some of these skills, but find out ways that you can use them. So if you were to debone a whole lamb, understand where the cuts are. Even if you don't do that in your everyday job, at least you understand where it comes from. And if you buy pre-portioned meat, that's fine. As long as you understand where it's come from, then you've got the strong skill set to do anything that you need to do.
I know she said to Darren earlier, you said you've got no dramas with young chefs pursuing different styles of food or whatever, but they still need that strong foundation there.
Yeah, you need to learn to walk before you run. And any chef or any career, you need to understand the basic principles of why you're choosing that career. And it's not just a glamorous industry. You're cooking behind hot stoves, you're in public holidays. But you know what? There is some attraction about that I can turn raw produce into something beautiful. It's like an art form. And that is what drives me. Everyone has different view on what drives them, that's good. Find what really drives you and use that. You know, use those skill sets to build on your career. Don't think that you get a piece of paper and you're qualified to do your job for the rest of your life. You need to be in there, go to markets, explore, talk to suppliers, understand what they go through and see, one day you might go, hey, I want to do beekeeping, or I want to go, run a butchery, or look at the aspects that you love and do what you want to do. If you love hobbies, so some of my hobbies is charcuterie. Making sausages on a weekend is the way I relax. Making cheese is how I relax. And people say, but that's with food, you cook all the time. So, but it's different to what I normally do, and it's challenging my mental skills and my physical skills of what I can do.
So just we touched on young Dylan earlier. I'd just like to go back to young Dylan just for a while.
Yep.
You've been one of his most important mentors from the beginning, and I've spoken to Dylan about it, how important you've been to him, and he's fully appreciated what you've done and the amount he's learned. I've seen the development from that first Wombarra pop-up to the Armidale pop-up, and I was speaking to Darren about it earlier on today, and I said I'm astonished at even the progress. And I mean, we tend to forget that when I first knew him, he was 14. He's only just turned 15. Can you just talk a little bit about Dylan? Because I don't think I've seen a more talented younger chef myself, and just about your role as a mentor to him.
I've been lucky to mentor many apprentices and many chefs, and I love the fact that I get to meet someone that is so unique in their skill set. Yes, you're right, Dylan is 15, and to meet someone that is so in touch with the food industry at his age is the most touching moment, and without me getting emotional, he is just one of those ones that you just go, wow, I'm seeing a journey here. And it kind of reminds me of when I was back as a young kid myself and loved food, but I didn't have the opportunities that Dylan has.
I know she mentioned that at the pop-up. You said, when I was talking to you there, and you said that you really wanted to help and try and provide him with that opportunity.
The industry sometimes can be a bit ruthless and see that, Dylan is naturally talented and could take advantage of that, whether we don't want to hear that or not. I don't want Dylan to come into an industry where he hates it by the time he actually comes to actually do something with cooking. Right now, he's enjoying it. He's, captaining and learning about what suppliers are like and learning about, you've got to remember, this is now his third pop-up. Mm. He's got more booked in the pipeline. And the more that meet him, he is just as, people walk away going, wow, I've just learned something amazing and I've just met someone amazing. You don't find that in many people. I've been lucky to find the people around the world, and I've, Luke Alexander Hayes, another good example, a young chef that's dedicated and passionate. I get to meet these guys and my life changes.
Could you, just on Luke, you had a very special meal at his restaurant, and when you came back, I asked you about it. Could you tell my readers a little bit about that experience for you? Because I haven't seen you as moved by a meal for a long time.
Maybe because I was away for such a long time, and I was in Canada and getting a bit emotional from home. Mm. To go into Luke's place, it was 2 hours out of Toronto, and I don't know why I was going there. Still was unsure. I heard lots of good reviews, but it's a 20-seater restaurant that was in the middle of nowhere. It's an interesting journey. So I went out there, and to find, you would think a great restaurant would have, a bartender, a waiter, staff, kitchen hands. It was him and his mum. His mum was doing front of house. He did all the back of house. There was no kitchen hands. There was no glamorous kitchen. He was given a kitchen to run when he was 15, when his parents bought him something. And no traditional formal skills. But this, Luke had the most amazing palate. Now, you can't teach that. You can't teach passion. But here is someone that understands flavours and technique, that is a rare thing. And, you know, I still keep in contact with Luke today, and it was really endearing to see Dylan and Luke in Emirates magazine just recently.
Oh, brilliant. I'll have to catch up with that.
It's called Young Kids in the Kitchen, and it's about all these really talented young chefs coming up through the industry that started in non-traditional methods by, you know, Dylan doing pop-ups and then Luke starting a restaurant when he was 15. That's pretty unique. But there's obviously a few of them around the world. There's, you know, examples in the UK. Australia seems to have its fair share. And it's really exciting that these guys love the industry, and we need to nurture that. We don't want you know, people coming through going, oh, I can't stand cooking. I want to keep people in this industry. And that's why I've been probably lucky, because my mentors, you know, nurtured my career, and I'm very happy where I am now that I've got people that supported my career for 21 years and still, you know, remain a pillar of support today.
Can you talk about a couple of those mentors or someone who's been particularly important to your career?
So I've had the three crucial mentors in my life. Was my exec chef, Reinhard Reutner, who is now retired and is in Singapore. A brilliant man, a very fantastic Austrian who was very traditional about every skill set. You know, if you didn't know something, he would get a carcass in and get you to do it. He has been the driving force behind why I love cooking, and that's something I will never forgive. You know, this man, he has given his time up, and I'll never forget what he has done for me. So that's number one. Number two was a great man, Hans Schings, who was the principal of Ryde College, where I went to school in Sydney. And unfortunately, Hans passed away 3 years ago. But that man was probably, and it's interesting, he would give up his own time without pay, without, you know, someone saying you need to be there, and come and see me at a competition, you know, on the other side of the country. He would just give away so much of his time for me. I still can't understand why.
Well, this is sounding very familiar, because you were just in America last week, and you had probably every reason not to come to Armidale, but somehow you made it here.
I wanted to give back.
Yeah.
And it's probably the same like Hans. Mm. He, you know, gave so much to me in my career. And both, interestingly enough, he was best friends with my chef, so that made it easier. And the other one who is still around today and still teaching at TAFE is Ianthe Smith, who has been teaching for nearly 30 years. She hates me saying that, but a very talented teacher that gives up her time in competitions and young chefs these days. And she is a very hard teacher, but one of the best teachers I've ever had. And that's why I still go back to the college today to talk about you know, young people and just mentor people. She encouraged, you know, there is now a Han Xing scholarship, which I've been sponsoring for the last 3 years since Hans went. And Ianthe started that. So there is this giving and take, you know. Yes, I've got a great career, but I need to also give back, because so many people have followed my career, and, you know, here I am today.
I actually have a very strong presence in TAFE, and you do keep a very strong connection with them. And when I was looking through your CV and just basic discussions I've had, that you go in for judging and what have you. So that'll be something you'll continue.
I will do that for the rest of my life. You know, to keep fresh, judging, mentoring, you learn so much. And as I said earlier, I'm always going to learn. If there's a skill out there that I don't know, I'm going to find it. And I'm going to learn it and try and master it. I'm not the best at everything, but I still love what I do. And I don't know where I'm going to be in 10 years' time, but I know it will be somewhere with food, and it will still be connected to chefs and still be talking the same way I am now, but, you know, probably a little bit older and a little bit more wiser in some aspects.
To a young chef starting out his career, with the experience that you've had built up over these years, what advice would you give a young chef now who wants to do things correctly and build his skill set properly? What would your advice be to him?
The best advice you could ever give to anyone that wants to come to this industry, whether you want to be an apprentice or someone that wants to start later on in life, which is interesting because there's a lot of mature age students now coming into cooking, do what you love. Don't do it because you're going to get fame or you're going to get, you know, fortune. Do it because there is an aspect of why you're doing it, you love it. And I can't say what that is, but find that niche. You know, go in. If you don't find that cooking's the ideal, there's pastry. If there's no pastry, there's bakery. If there's not bakery, there's butchery. And then there's so on and so on. There's so many careers just from cooking itself. You know, you can be a chef, you can be a business owner, you could be, you know, a food stylist, you could be on TV doing stuff, you could be presenting, you could be a TAFE teacher, you could be doing many different aspects, corporate life, you know, restaurant, catering, hospitals, nursing homes. There are so many different career aspects that will give you different challenges, and just take one and learn from it. And if you don't like it, learn from another.
Is it, with young Dylan, just touching on Dylan's career again, is it too early to sort of look or sort of what's your perception of where his career will be headed, or should we just leave Dylan alone and let him find his own momentum?
Yeah, let him find his own way. Don't push someone into an area where they don't want to go. If they love it and he still loves it in a couple of years, he's going to have a great career and maybe be as good as, you know, Chef Darren Templeman.
I know this this will embarrass you, and I don't want to do that, but your work with charity, not only within the food industry, but in the community, you don't talk about it a lot, but I know you do. It's something you're passionate about, that even what you've done to come down to Armidale, you haven't asked for any payment. It's been all at your own cost at your own time. And when I asked you, I felt a bit bad because I knew your schedule, but straight away you put your hand up and you said, I'll come down and do anything. And what motivates that that passion for giving back and helping people?
I just love life. I've done it since I was young, and I don't talk about it much because I would rather just go and do the job and help where I can. Life is not about, you know, taking all the time. It's sometimes giving, and some of the best lessons in life is from learning from other people.
Yeah, yeah. We had just an example of that in this Armidale pop-up. You know, Dylan and Darren were sort of in, you know, behind in prep, and we had three young chefs come up from, that finished a full service, and they just walked up and said, we're here to help, and stuff like that. That moved me, and I know it moved Darren.
It's very endearing to hear that you've got people that, loving the fact that there's a pop-up, you know, having some very good talent and very passionate people about, you know, the New England produce. And, you know, that's probably why it was also driving to come up here. You know, knowing Darren and Dylan like I do, they give so much to the industry. And even though they don't like talking about it themselves, they are what this industry is about, and the producers that give their time up, or even, you know, suppliers or anyone like that, we are all in it for each other, you know, and if we don't support each other, we don't have an industry today.
Very true, very true. I'd like to thank you, Adam, firstly for discussing your career, and I'd like to thank you for taking the effort to come down to Armidale and for spending time with the young kids who did come in the kitchen and volunteer their help for basically for nothing. Also Darren Templeman as well did the same, and it's refreshing that people are giving back in the industry, and, you know, I wish you well in the rest of your career.
Thank
you for having this chat with me.
And thank you for a great blog, mate.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Cheers. Thank you.